We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
98.7, 1330, KNSS, 6:30 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. I'm Steve McIntosh. Representatives for the Wichita School District and the Teachers Union have declared an impasse in contract negotiations. USD 259 will seek federal mediation and closed-door sessions to try to reach an agreement. The district's latest offer would raise teachers' pay by an average 5% with no increase in health plan premiums. The offer also calls for a return to a longer school year, 190 workdays instead of 175, with shorter school days. Butler County authorities say an explosion that destroyed a rural home and critically injured a man was caused by a propane leak.
The home near Rose Hill exploded Monday, and a 67-year-old man suffered severe burns. Andover Deputy Fire Chief Mike Roosevelt said investigators are sure propane caused the explosion, but are still investigating the exact ignition source. A family member said the injured man remains hospitalized in critical but stable condition. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A strong trough of low pressure was in the Intermountain West, but that was sending a piece of energy our way. And we're seeing a few isolated thunderstorms across parts of central and south central Kansas. As we go throughout the afternoon, we expect to be breezy and hot with a high 93. Again, the chance of a few storms overnight, our low 71. And with a cold front pushing in tomorrow, scattered storms will pop up from time to time with a high 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 69 degrees, south wind at 10 miles per hour. Americans in Japan are tweeting about waking up to sirens blaring following North Korea's latest missile launch. Now some experts are suggesting it's time to drop the U.S. requirement of preconditions in order to start U.S. talks with Pyongyang. Tom Byrne, president of the Korea Society, explains why talking to North Korea has been difficult so far.
If we were in a situation where we could deal with North Korea as we dealt with Iran, that would be a good situation to be in. However, we're not, because basically the international community or the Security Council, the P5 plus one, including Germany, could trust Iran.
No bail for a Maryland man charged with murdering his pregnant girlfriend. ABC's Lindsay Davis has the details.
He tearfully pleaded with the public for the safe return of his girlfriend, Laura Wallen.
There's nothing we can't fix together.
Tyler Tessier is behind bars, charged with murdering the beloved high school teacher who was reportedly 4 months pregnant.
I don't know where she is.
Police say Tessier killed the 31-year-old on September 3rd, later sending a text from her phone, which allegedly read, "I'm like 95% sure Tyler is not the father." Wednesday, police found Wallen's body buried in a shallow grave in a rural area in Montgomery County, Maryland.
Kansas officials worry there could be technical problems when a long-awaited multi-million dollar computer system for issuing and tracking 2 million driver's license records launches next year. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the Kansas Department of Revenue plans to launch the computer system in January. The department attempted to introduce the vehicle registration system in 2012, but had performance problems. Issues included computer malfunctions and long lines for customers. Wichita School Safety and Security Director Terry Moses and her staff of 60 are responsible to keep students, teachers, and staff safe every school day. Moses tells KNSS News when it comes to threats, USD 259 motto is see something, say something.
If you see something on Facebook, whether it's a suicidal threat, I'm going to shoot up the school tomorrow, or something anywhere in between those two, report it. Let us know. We want to get help to those people who need help.
Terry Moses is our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. A new Crayola crayon is named
Oh, Blue. Beautiful for spacious skies, One has to wonder how many four-year-olds may make that mistake now that the newest crayon in the Crayola box has that name, Blutiful. It beat out Dreams Come Blue, Blue Moon Bliss, and Star Spangled Blue, just some of the suggestions. Among the nearly 90,000 name submissions for the new blue, the shade was accidentally discovered by scientists experimenting with materials for use in electronics. Blutiful makes its debut later this year, replacing the recently retired and not nearly so melodic Dandelion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:34. Steve and Ted in the morning on a Friday morning, September 15th, 2017. Here's a very tall tale. Two record-setting cats are living together near Detroit. Arcturus Aldebaran Powers holds the Guinness World Record mark for tallest domestic cat, measuring at about 19 inches. Tallest cat. Housemate Cygnus Regulus Powers holds the record for the domestic cat with the longest tail.
All right.
Measuring more than 17 inches. The cats live in Farmington Hills with Will and Laura Lauren Powers. Guinness says they sought the records to raise awareness about a cat shelter. Will Powers told the Detroit News that people often want to have photos taken with the cats, so they asked them for donations for the shelter when that happens.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Apparently, they're 2 years old and they could still be growing.
Wow.
Yeah. Police say a man with a knife tried to rob a Southern California pizza restaurant this week, but his timing was way off. Just a few hours before he showed up, burglars had already broken in and made off with $1,500.
Wow.
The owner was still cleaning up from that burglary when the second guy came in demanding money. The owner flagged down a police officer. Police say the 19-year-old suspect didn't listen to the officer's order to give himself up.
Hmm.
And fought with arriving officers briefly until he was subdued. So,
well, you know,
his
what
timing was bad. Timing could have been real bad if those officers had used fatal force on him there.
You know what the most important thing in, or, you know, planning a good robbery is, don't you?
Yeah, how to get out of there.
Timing.
Timing. There you go. All right. It's 6:36, Steve and Ted. And just an update on the Steve and Ted WichitaPerch.com poll. It's right there. At our website, knssradio.com, you can be a part of the fun. Which of these most deserves to be in the National Toy Hall of Fame? We have 12 nominees, and in early November, they're going to take two or three of them into the Hall of Fame, the Toy Hall of Fame. So we decided to find out what our webpage visitors think about the choices. Play Food, My Little Pony, and the Pez Dispenser all come in at 0%.
No votes for Play Food.
Sand and the game Risk tie at 4%. Nobody's very excited about playing with sand, okay?
Wow. I would like to see Risk do a little bit better. I had a lot of fun with Risk.
Clue, Wiffle Ball, my favorite, Transformers, Uno, Paper Airplane, and the Magic 8 Ball all at 8%.
The Wiffle Ball climbing out of the cellar.
That's right. But far and away, number one, 42%, Matchbox Cars.
Yeah, it is pulling away.
Yep, you can have an impact on this. Go to our webpage, knssradio.com, Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com. Poll going on right now, even as we speak.
Those are all nominees for
the nominees. They're going to take two or three of them into the Hall of Fame.
They're going to take three of those into the Hall of Fame. We'll see if the top three match what show up on our poll.
Red Friday, returning to Wichita. Get your Chiefs Kingdom flag beginning at 5 a.m., so it's already started.
Yeah.
At Quick Shop locations in Wichita, Newton, and Hutchinson, a minimum donation of $5. Net proceeds of flag sales in these cities will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of South Central Kansas in their mission to inspire and enable young people. So this is Red Friday. Wear your red. Fly the flag that helps kids in your community. And get ready to get loud on Sunday, no matter where you're watching. It's Red Friday in Wichita, and less than 2 hours from right now, we'll talk with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, to get a Chiefs update this morning.
That's right.
We're now in the season, so we get a weekly update on Friday, and people seem to love this segment.
They do.
Be tuned in at 8:15 this morning. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Time for our commodities update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Thursday, the cattle complex started trading on the mixed side, then shot up to new highs for the week, and then dropped to see as much as triple-digit downside. The close was on the negative side, but our feeders bounced well off the lows going into the close. The trade is still waiting for a cash cattle trade to develop in the feed yards, especially the Southern Plains. The lean hog futures had two-sided trading and closes yesterday, and December contract made a new low for the week yesterday. On the close, October live cattle was 62 cents lower at 106.92. October feeders down 2 cents at 149.60, and October lean hogs 55 lower at 59.02. New highs for the month of September were made in the wheat and soybean futures Thursday, and only the corn and soybean futures closed on the positive side. The corn and soybean export sales for the week were good, and the U.S. dollar traded lower yesterday. This morning is the release of the monthly NOPA soybean crush. We're seeing a little profit taking overnight as we're looking at December Casey wheat down a penny at $4.41. December corn down a penny and a quarter at $3.53. November soybeans trading 3.5 lower at $9.72.5. October crude oil this morning 8 cents higher at $49.96. December gold down $2.80 at $1,326.60. December S&P down 2.5 points at $24.91.75. December dollar index 29 cents lower at $91.59. And December Dow Jones futures 4 points lower at 22,168. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Love for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I know, Tom, you're watching that radar this morning, aren't you?
You bet, because they're promising things.
There is some an area of showers that's just in the western part of Sedgwick County. Moving to the east in your direction over there in Butler County, you are at Augusta right now. But it appears you got nothing going on there. But the western part of Sedgwick County is getting some rain right now. How about that?
And I'm going to tell you what. They're just like everybody else. They need it, and they're appreciating it. It probably just won't be enough.
Hey, Kingman County's getting some rain. Reno's starting to get some. Harper and over into Sumner. Now, all of this is moving to the east, and we could be seeing some rain here this morning before Steve and Ted clock out at 9 o'clock. What do you think about that?
That would be great.
Yeah. I don't know that we can use probably even a few drops right now. Much of the not much of it, but a good part of the state now in drought conditions, right?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. So, yeah, we need some, not only for the crops, but for our peace of mind, right, sir?
I agree with that entirely.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
641 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. And coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. He's going to talk about spousal Social Security benefits, taking them early. That's on the way, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.